American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And good day, this is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, April 11th, 2005. And it would be Monday, and that means that this is Newsreel, your source for independent media news that will give you the razor-sharp, molly-wire edge against those retarded, overly whelming, just bad, no-saving-throw possible corporate political tyranny that is trying right now to get you with their horrible charm spells. But luckily, we're here to give you that saving throw you need to survive. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, sean_kennedy.livejournal.com, which you'll get to me right after you click on the little thing and I pay these people the money I owe them. You'll know it'll be time to turn the page when you hear me say, "Whoa! What the hell is happening? This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on the Rant Radio." And I would normally say at this section of the show program, the Box Music Network. However, we are really quite sad to state that the Box Music Network is no longer with us, and it's just one of those things that happens sometimes. It's very, very hard to do this, and a lot of people out there, they take for granted that free media is out there and that there's people willing to put in the fight. I salute the people of Box Music Network. I think they're I know exactly why they're not on the air, even though I don't know exactly why, but I know why. I know what any one of a billion just overwhelming problems could have come along and taken them out. I mean, there's a million reasons why they would not be on the air. The fact that anyone even gets on the air is incredible. So I just want to say that they were out there. They were promoting us. I've got all the time in the world for the Box Music Network, and it's sad to see one of them fall. But like the Hydra, when you cut off one head, three more arrive. So it seems that although we are sad in the passing of the Box Music Network, huge props. We now also have online, we have 76 Radio, we have Wild Bunch Radio, and WNY Media Network, all as well as the Rant Radio Media Network. So now you got four different places as the list grows, and we continue to spread the virus out across the web. And you can spread the virus as well by just distributing this broadcast, which you're free to do that. You can do it any way you want. You can put it into mixes, music mixes. You can use it whenever you're on the bus or whatever. You can give it to people you don't know. You can give it to Jehovah's Witnesses when they give you your propaganda. You can give them more of decent propaganda versus the propaganda they give you, which is religious crap. So, now we're going to get into my beautiful... Speaking of religious crap, I'm going to introduce my my beautiful and lovely co-host, Samarian.
What kind of intro is that?
It was a great intro.
Religious crap.
Well, you don't like religious crap.
Oh, true.
So,
but I'm not religious crap.
And super big props because yes. Pain Man and Perky got married on Saturday.
Yes.
And we had to go to the wedding.
We had to go.
I had to go because
yes.
I was wearing.
I was invited.
I was
so
a
I
monkey
to
suit.
To,
yes, yeah. And Sparky was there too. He did
yes.
the photos.
And Jib Cat.
And Jib Cat was there. And
yeah,
Jib
bunch
Cat's
of rant people.
And Jib Cat's girl was there, who I can't remember her online name. I only know her real name, so I'm not going to say it.
It was a rant marriage.
It was a
no.
It was a Perky.
We had nothing to do with it this time.
Perky and Bane, Pain Man, got married in a Roman Catholic church. I got a monkey suit on and wound up there. Are you talking?
Check. Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, good.
Just making sure.
So, that was big props to them. Sim actually wound up in a Roman Catholic church.
It pained me. I wanted to go over to the holy water and see if my fingers burned when I put it in there.
Yeah.
And the dark one said, "No, you're not evil. You're just not religious. So it won't burn."
Yeah, because she knows.
God damn it. That sucks.
That's really disturbing.
I wanted to burn. And go,
it's disturbing to me that my wife would know whether or not you'll burn in the holy
that
water.
That is disturbing.
You see that man over there? He'll burn in the holy water, but you won't. Oh, what the fuck?
I wanted
you know?
To fill my little bubble case with the holy water and blow holy bubbles. That'd be so funny.
You know, and that's what I love about Sam. He's all about the respect. You know, I will wig out about, you know, mud hut religions on the show. But, you know, I'll pray with anybody. Seriously, if I got invited to a mosque to pray in a mosque, I'd do it. I would. I totally, even if I didn't understand, I'd be worried as hell of offending anyone because I don't want to actually do that.
I don't want to offend anyone.
No, no, he wasn't up there. He's like, whatever, priest. Nice robe. You look like Batman with
the
cape on.
His...
Yeah, he's had the fish underneath the cape. Yeah, I know. He's got the little red crosshairs on the front, so you know where to get him and stuff. Yeah, it's you know, and the service was good. Everything was good. So enough of that. Just a big props, because that was a long time coming, and he overcame some huge sickness. So, yes. It seems that, in fact, there are happy...
The knot was tied.
The knot was tied. The knot is now a knot. Before it was just rope, now it's not. I have some feedback, some big feedback. What, you? Yes, well, before I debase myself, you go ahead and reveal your feedback first.
Reveal
unto me, illuminate the truth, Sim.
Well, finally, everybody has been waiting for these.
Here they are.
The After Now hoodies. Sexy.
They are.
I'm wearing the Rant Radio hoodie right now, and I love this hoodie. It's awesome.
You're not wearing a Rant Radio hoodie. No, you're not wearing a Rant Radio hoodie.
Okay, I'm not. See,
he really is, but I know that there's no way to convince him, so, because it's radio after all.
Yes, sir. Can you see it? Yes,
can you see it? It is a very hot hoodie. All the stuff from Angry Shirts.
Super thick.
Without a word of a lie, Nickster makes the best shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's high quality.
Yeah,
this
it's
stuff
Nickster stuff.
Because
there's nothing worse than you buy some fucking really cool, you know, you see it online, it looks great, you get it, and it's like, wow, this feels like sandpaper, and it fell apart. So you don't want that. Nickster stuff, if you support anybody, support Angry Shirts. They've been there for a long time. And and on top of that, the shirts are amazing.
Like,
they look cool.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He designs a lot of them.
The After Now hoodie is just sexy. It's got the explosion symbol on the front. Yeah. Looks very cold.
It's got a server prayer on the back. It's
very hot.
It's by Shade. Awesome.
It's good. Yeah, Shade's Ninja. Shade,
The team of Shade and Nickster put together. Go to angryshirts.com.
Just go there. There's a link on the site on my LiveJournal. Go to LiveJournal. Straight there. After Now hoodies.
They've got a sale on right now. They're pretty cheap for a hoodie.
Yes.
It's pretty cheap.
I think it's 29. Yeah. 29 is regular 35. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's awesome.
You know, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could have an After Now hoodie. I swear to God. It's just sexy.
And we got
sexy.
A new media distribution coordinator. It's DIX Flatline.
Oh, I've got an email from him.
Yeah, he's doing like a bang-up job. He's getting everything all sorted out, organized, and the media's getting out. Newsreel, all those people have been like complaining and emailing me.
Calling us asshats.
I'm saying sorry. It's not getting out.
Yeah.
And we're just rearranging stuff. And
notice how Sim's saying sorry and I'm not, because it's not my fault. It's Sim's fault.
It's nothing to do with Sean.
I build the bombs.
That's right.
That's all I just build the bombs. He's the means of delivery.
I gotta drop them.
That's right. He drops them. He's the means of delivery. I'm the ordnance specialist, okay?
Yep.
I build the bombs. He delivers them.
DIX has set us up. It's getting out there. They're right up to date.
So
like,
on it. So does that make him like our forward observation observer? Is he like the indirect fire specialist? Is he like the actual operative out there?
He's
a coordinator. Well, he's a coordinator.
He coordinates all the people who help us mirror these shows.
So, and then we're getting the information out to you.
That's right. So if you have some storage space on a server somewhere.
Oh, baby.
Email me, info@rantradio.com. I'll set you up with DIX Flatline. He'll set you right up and help us out, mirroring all the media, including this show.
Now, I know for a fact that there are people out there that have media and they have bandwidth that they're like, I'd like to help them out, but you know what? I'm sure they got enough anyway. Okay, I need you to listen to me for a sec. The Box Music Network went down, okay?
Well, they're not completely down. They're just not doing live radio anymore.
No,
they're still helping
because
us
it's a nightmare to do live radio.
Oh, it's tough.
It's hard-ass shit. And people go, well, Sean does his show every day. That's because Sean's insane, okay? That's because Sean hasn't slept since 1994, okay? And so don't hold everybody to the standards that you hear on Rant, because quite honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that we...
It's a lot of people doing a lot of work.
Yes, and two people at the core of it, two or three people at the core of it, who live for it. Like, that is their world. That's what they do. So without the neural net backbone that backs Rant Radio and all the people out there.
Like Anki, Sparky, DAX, Flatline, all these guys.
Smokehouse up there doing his thing. Yeah,
everybody's in their own way.
Big team. Big team here.
It
and
is a big team.
The ammunition we use to fight in this war, other than a couple of dollars every now and again if you can sponsor, but if you have... bandwidth, please, for the love
always
of God.
Always.
We really do need it. And if you have even just, you know, if we can't use it, we're not going to waste your time. Sim will tell you, no, we can't use it, but thank you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But
don't
if you
feel
have,
bad if we can't use it.
Yeah, if we can't use it, but please let us know. If you've been meaning to do it, if you've been meaning to sponsor a child, now is a great time to sponsor a child. And the children.
Phone's right there.
And why sponsor some child who doesn't give you media in the background? No. We want to take the money from the food.
I just
want
to warn you,
third world nations.
If it's your home computer and your home connection, it doesn't help.
If you subscribe to some third world nation kid feeding him, and you could be subscribing to me, kill him and give me the money. That's
right.
What
think
I want.
Think about where your money's going.
Think about where your money's going, because you know
Sean could be drinking your coffee, sponsored by you.
That's right. You know what? He doesn't need vitamins. What does he need vitamins for?
Sean needs coffee.
I need coffee, goddammit. Well, you know, I'm going to hell just even for making this joke. This is slash sarcasm, okay? Like,
yeah.
Feed the kids before you donate to my show. That's my official
stance.
Feed
your stance. Own kids.
Feed your own kids. I sold my children into slavery to help you.
Because you said so.
Because you said so, and I have no individual will. Anyway, what else you got?
Nah, nothing else.
Nah, they don't need
That's
to.
For the newsletter.
What about the after now? I'm kidding. I just I said that to fuck with people.
No,
all right, so that's...
Yeah, the after now hoodies, right.
Yeah.
Okay, we already mentioned that.
No, the after now episodes, the ones I gave you, all of them, season
I
three and four.
Not, no.
I've done 25 episodes of after now, and Sim just said, no, I want to wait for the right time. So I'm like, whatever.
That's
a total lie.
It's
a total lie.
I've
done no after now. Do not. I bug him about that. I'm like, I'm going to go on.
It's coming,
say,
but it's nowhere near here yet.
Yes. So be sure to check.
Oh,
you know, stay tuned. Are we going to talk about that?
No. We won't talk about that. But the Bloodstained Rabbit.
The Bloodstained Rabbit is finished.
It is finished. It's in my hands.
Raw. Yes.
In my hot, sweaty hands.
Yes.
Ready to.
In the hard drive in his hands.
Ready to go to the printers. And
not to mention the 5.5 hours
of audio. Oh, that's sexy.
I read the whole book out loud, and it sounds, and I know, I don't want to have anyone.
You can play it at night for your kids.
Yeah, and it sounds like Captain Kirk reading a horror novel, and I know that. And then he turned and saw the other side of the thing, Spock. You know, I swear to God, it's so bad. Spock, look over there, it's the Plexites, they're coming for you. And Spock turned and didn't turn just in time. His large pointed ears fell to the sides of his head as a large meaty fist came through, knocking his ears clean off of his head, letting them fall straight down, much like you'd see in a cartoon. Yeah, it's not quite that bad, but it's pretty close. Yeah.
No, but that's coming soon.
It's very soon. Very, very soon. So
do not despair. New
all
media.
You theater of the mind people who are bitching up and down that you don't have anything to listen to, do not worry. We will be giving you 5.5 hours of audiobook pleasure.
Oh, so nice.
For free.
For free.
For free that you will be able to listen to. So all my trucker brethren, all my law enforcement brethren.
And you'll be able to download the book as well.
And you'll be able to download the book as well.
Or the sexiest part. You can have a physical book
a
in your
physical
hand.
Book.
Signed by Mr. Kennedy.
That's true. Yes, we are actually going to vanity press these suckers.
Pen to paper.
For those of you who understand the value, actually, and I am pretty hot about this.
Because so cool.
It is, it's different having a book. Having a real book that you can hold in your hands. And, you know, a lot of people, they go, are you published? That's what do you do? I'm a writer. Are you published?
And you'll be able to say,
and I'm like,
fuck you, yes. I am published.
Well, no, for me, I'm like, well, what do you mean published? Is how I usually answer that. And they're like, in a book. I'm like, well, there's a lot of ways to make a book. I could take some staples and, you know, like
how to print it out.
I'm all over the web, you know, throw my name in Google, you know, and that's it from there. And I'd like to send a good buddy of mine, Jason Collins. I'm going to use his real name. But he's the guy. No, he just got accepted, and he's writing a book for Dungeons & Dragons.
No way.
Yeah. That's Jason awesome. Collins, yeah. Scribe was his online name. And he's
so hot.
Yeah, it's very hot. And as soon as I get a little bit more details on that, I don't talk to him much, but I know that he's actually...
You got to get the name of that.
Yeah, because I'd love to plug that. I'm going to be buying a copy of that for sure, because me and him were writing at the same time, and he got published by TSR, and it's very, very sexy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. So that's a win. That's a win. And that's all you got?
Yep, that's all we got.
Commence the debasement, yes. It's true. I fell for yet another April Fool's Day joke.
What?
Yes, it's true. The other day,
you're infallible. How could this be?
I'm not infallible. I foul all the time. I'm very foul. I'm the most
foul. You foul all the time?
I'm phallic. I'm generally very phallic. I'm not infallible. I'm very phallic.
Okay.
So that means...
What did you fall for?
Well, there's a university article. There's this article about this university that's accepted Scientology as its basis.
And you freaked out.
And I felt really bad because it's something that could happen. Because there's a lot of reasons for... A university.
They trick a lot of people.
Well, not only that, but...
smart
Well,
people.
The people who are in Scientology have money, because Scientology's farming these assholes.
Right.
So if you have a university teaching their courses, I mean, it's more of the edutainment industry that is educating our kids. And I'm so happy to report that I was lying and that I was duped in that story. I'm overjoyed that I was wrong, that there is no university endorsing.
I'd rather you be wrong.
Yes, I'd rather me. My ego is not so transcendently huge that I would rather have children be corrupted by a psychotic cult space alien religion that's destined to destroy them versus, you know, myself being, you know, wrong. I'd sooner be wrong and just be like, hooray.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of look at this the same way as I go, oh, you mean there was no nuclear explosion in Pakistan? Hooray!
Hooray, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you remember live because we did it on the show, oh my God, there's been a nuke and everybody freaked. I mean,
that was when we were live and everyone
flipped.
Everyone, oh my God, a nuclear bomb. Holy shit, a nuclear bomb has just gone off. And CNN. Oh, yeah. And people are like going to CNN and everything. They're like,
where's
oh my
it?
God.
Refresh.
Oh, it's in the cache. And everyone's all going nuts. It was great. But that's my sense of humor. I'm the kind of guy who pull a fire alarm in the bomb shelter.
Everyone out.
And straight into some feedback. SKTFM, I just wanted to pass this data on. I signed up for action alerts from the ACLU on free speech issues and the like. Cool. I got this email today, and I think you already covered the efforts by certain congressmen to extend indecency laws to apply to cable and satellite broadcasts. Again, I did, yes. The obvious impact would be that cable and satellites are regulated. Of course, internet, television, or radio will follow. After all, why wouldn't it?
Exactly.
The ACLU is urging people to contact Congress to speak out against this. As for the whole couch party thing they mentioned, I don't know what good it will do at all. I don't watch my TV myself. Maybe they're just trying to make it's fun for less involved type people. But the important thing is that people are aware of this and perhaps make their voices heard to supporting organizations and the like that are against any new regulations. And that's from Mystic. Very, very cool. Thank you so much. And yes, by all means, you should be getting, you know, the privacy newsletters. You should be getting involved because it doesn't take much effort, really. I mean, all you got to do is fire an email off. I mean, don't get off the couch
or
by
write
any stretch.
Because
it'd be forbidden. It'd be horrible for me to suggest you get off the couch and do something, my God. But yes. If you're going to stay there on the couch and, you know, be zen, you know, yep. Be all toad-like.
And the ACLU fights the good fight.
But yes, they do. We love the ACLU. If I was really, really loaded, I would just fuck those guys.
Send a whole bunch of money over
to
them.
Oh, seriously, I'd have a team of werewolf lawyers that I'd hire from, like, the nasty psycho law firms that these really
You may not agree with some of the people they fight for, but you agree with they're fighting
but
for.
But subject matter? Yeah, you
oh,
bet.
Oh, God, yeah, First
can
Amendment.
Can you change that timing readout so I can have that in minutes? Because I have no idea what 506 is. I have no idea what that is. Is that possible?
That would probably help you, huh?
Yes. Because I have some new tech.
Here we go.
There we go, 1549. Now I know how long my show is out there. We have some new tech. I have been so duly blessed by server that I'm able to get a little bit of new tech, which I'm happy with. So now, of course, whenever new tech arrives, you have to configure new tech and data
hours
transfer
and
email and crypto. So, but this time I'm setting up crypto for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my crypto email for sure. I know I've said that a million times before, but this time I really mean it because I got new tech to motivate me in that direction.
That's right.
And I'm allowed to do that. Anyway. Dear Sean, more feedback. I just watched Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, episode 7.
Is
again.
That the abbreviation?
Yeah,
PWSK.
Cool. Patrolling, small W, right. SK, 07, again.
Cool.
Keeping your extra money out of the banks is a good idea, but taking the paper out of the banks is not enough to prevent them from using your money. If you want to know more about the paper money, I recommend, quote, The Creature from Jekyll Island. This is a book by G. Edward Griffin. Now, I've heard of this book before. It's a good book. And the short explanation is why just taking money out is it's not enough is that inflation saps the value of what you are holding. A simple solution is to buy gold, silver, or land. A solution that requires more time and effort is to invest. Over the long term, gold has maintained its value and it's overall immune to inflation, which is a really good reason to buy gold.
Yep.
This is why the SAS, when they send guys out into the field, they give them a belt which is weighted down with gold. They have little gold bars that they put inside their belt. So that if ever they're caught somewhere in the world, they have...
Everyone accepts
gold, and you can get large money behind that. So the gold from the SAS, if you happen to come across a down chopper and a bunch of dead SAS guys, get those belts because those guys have got a lot of money on them. All right, or land,
sense.
Of course, you can't get past the land. And that's it. So
that totally makes sense because the value of the money is dictated by inflation, government.
Very, very cool.
Lots of variables. Gold is gold.
Gold is gold, baby, and that's how it works. Another piece of feedback here. Dear Sean, I'm taking a speech-making course at college. I was assigned to do one on any topic I wanted, so I decided to give a speech on Rant Media.
Wow.
About 20 more college kids are now know about Rant that did not know before.
Affected.
I would have passed out 2 CDs, but college sucks up to all the CD buying money that I have, so I just gave out the flyers with URL to Rant on it. So it's just as good. Along with Guerrilla News Network, as well as Adbusters and the Independent Media Center. Just
great
thought
places.
You'd like to know. Good idea, people treat.
Very good.
Very good, people tree. And that's really what it's all about. Even if you don't agree with everything that I say on the show, which, my God, you must be an idiot if you don't agree with me. But if you don't agree with everything that I say and do on the show, that's fine. But there's a lot of indie media out there. And if I'm a fringe guy, if I'm an extreme guy, which, you know, if I'm not an extreme, holy fuck, I'd like to see who is.
Yeah.
Well, Alex Jones. I think me and Alex Jones, you know, I'd like it, when I think of guys who I'd emulate, you know, I really admire Alex Jones because that guy's the shit.
Yeah.
Because he's twice as rabid. Like, if there was to have, like, could you imagine that? What would be the dream team, you know? Like, the total dream team of guys that the internet would want to see sicked on someone, you know, just for the shit of it. We'd have Alex Jones, Noam Chomsky, Alex Jones, and that'd be your panel, you know? I don't think I'd be on that squad. If it was Living and Dead, you put Alex Jones, Hunter, Noam Chomsky, put
Jell-O for his Jell-O, libertarianism, yeah, like yeah. extreme.
Well, I don't know how informed Jell-O is. Is Jell-O pretty informed? Like, he's a good guy, and I love Jell-O, but I don't know how informed he is.
I don't know. He knows what he has written down.
He'd be a good check and balance guy. He'd be able to filter anything and say, I don't like that plan for these reasons.
He's like comical extreme. Like
he is. Well, they're all comical extreme. Ideas. Yeah. You know, I mean, does he, I don't know if Noam Chomsky and Hunter Thompson could even talk. You know, I mean, there's a fucking thought. You know, I mean, yeah. I think they'd get along. I don't think they have much to say to each other.
But probably not.
I think they'd probably be on the same side, though.
Oh, yeah.
Put Terrence McKenna in there, too, as long as we're bringing in dead people. That'd be rad. And maybe Timothy.
Dig him up.
You betcha. Oh, I would just channel the fucker.
Together. Yeah, guy, channel him. Put on some static.
That guy. Yeah, that's what they said. They said that this thing with ghosts. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. Have you heard about this EVP thing? This is some fucking trippy shit.
Well, they had that movie, you know, so people saw that
apparently,
ad.
Apparently, what's coming down the pipe now is that, of course, if it's just sound that's in the room, it won't be picked up. So they're saying that these ghost recordings are electromagnetic vibrations, right. That the recorders putting it on the tape pick up the vibrations.
Because
and therefore,
the ghost can manipulate the electromagnetic.
That's right. So what they're saying is if you have a radio, any radio, that you tune to nothing, so it just turns to tunes to static.
Right.
You can put in headphones, go into a room, and listen through the static, and you'll hear voices come through the static. Who are you? I mean, if I'm walking through an old house listening to snow on a radio, I mean, okay, I got balls. Okay, I got balls here. But even if I got like the Mossberg 590 Intimidator with a flashlight specs,
it doesn't matter how bright it is outside. It's gonna scare the crap out of you.
I'd be like, why are you here? I'd be like, whoa, that's it for me.
Of course, we did that in the afternoon years ago.
Oh, yeah, we did that in the afternoon, but it wasn't real.
No.
I mean, we were faking it, you know. But if that came down the pipe that way, oh, my God. Fucking lose it. Sim, I need you to understand how this is working and explain it to me.
No.
Otherwise, I'm not coming out under the bed. That's how it works.
I will try to explain it. There's some scientific explanation for sure.
But we don't know what that is. Dear Stephen Hawking. On to Sort Yourself Out With Me. Did I reread that one for People Tree? Yes.
Yes, in fact.
I did. Dear Sean, I need to be sorted out. Yes, I'm glad that you recognize the weakness in your ways. While my question is about supernatural creatures or fire and movement, which I find totally lovely that people think I'm a... I am actually, realistically, if you did have a supernatural creature and there was no one else for you to talk to and you wanted to know how to deal with it,
and
I
had
am,
time to send off an email, wait
I
for the reply
am, no,
on the radio.
No, I mean, they're like, oh, we saw these vampires.
There's this ghost in the
room. There's these vampires. There's a bunch of vampires, and they're living in my town, and I'm pretty sure they're vampires because they made all the criteria. I don't really know how to deal with this. I'm not tactically inclined. I'm a programmer. You know, can you please help me? I'd love to
get it. So you send it on a Friday and wait for the Monday response.
No, he'd be sending
with the vampire.
Yeah, my response would be, what's your grid?
Yeah.
That would be my response. I'd be like, I'd like to know your grid. I would then phone some friends. We'd have some missiles aligned on that grid. And then I'd go down there. They don't hear from me in 3 days. We nuke the town. Any questions? Yes, the advantage of the dead man switch. But anyway, I need to be sorted out. While my question is about supernatural creatures or fire movement, it does cover one of your zones of fire. Simply put, I'm looking for boots. Now, I've gotten a lot of boots email, actually. That's why I'm doing this one. Now, I've seen your boot segment on patrolling, despite Sim's painful jump cuts. But my requirements... Just stop picking on my camera, man, would you? But my requirements are slightly different than yours. I need boots that are good for running 10-plus miles a day and climbing fences / walls and are effective in hot weather. Think dryer vent. Given your recent problem with your danners and wet chain-link fences, I was wondering if you have discovered a better boot solution for urban operations. P.S. I've looked at a super 100% happy double A-plus Japanese construction tabby boots, but the obvious problems are art support and weak materials seem to offset the advantages. Okay, now if you're in a concrete environment, you're going to need something with rubber, and it depends how long your op is. If you're doing temporary operations where you're only going out for, like, you know, to free some jailed animals or something like that, I would recommend the tabby boots. However, if you're going to be he's talking long term here. High Tech, a company, Danner, another company, and Matterhorn all make a version of boots. I think they're called GTXs or GTRs, or they have these new combat running shoes. They're very much like the old street hikers and stuff like that, that are made to be lightweight running combat boots. They're for running SWAT teams and stuff like
that.
What
about the fence issue? Do they have some grip
the toes,
in the front? That...
No, the toes are smaller. They're more of a running shoe toe. The Danner toe is very, very wide. It's like a steel tip toe, so it's a very wide toe.
Okay.
So I would recommend going with the big three for me are High Tech, Danner, and Matterhorn. High Tech is the least expensive. Matterhorn is mid-range, and Danner is top of the line in price. You can get a decent set of High Techs for sub $100 that will fulfill your duties. I like the High Techs. Sariat just got some High Techs. He swears by them up and down. Danner just came out with GTXs, which are really inexpensive. They're only like $130, $115 in the States, which is inexpensive for boots.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you could also get...
They all leather?
No.
No, you can get some material ones?
No, the way the Danner works is they say, what's the best material to use? We use that. Fuck the ethics. Fuck everything.
It's about I know they do.
It's about the gear.
Yeah,
you can get Duraboc ones. There's a lot of synthetics now. Most of them are synthetic.
Yeah. I need some good boots.
Do you?
You know some good stomping stage boots for going on stage.
Is it
nice black ones?
Okay, well, for show boots, since we're on the subject, the guys who make the best show boots are New Rock. That's what all the goth bands are wearing. That's what everybody wears. Whenever you see crazy books, boots are called New Rock. They're made in Spain.
Cool.
I was in their number one courier store in New York when we were there. Those ones that were the chick boots. We went into that store, and there was those are all New Rocks. Okay, New
those
Rock.
Those are pretty nice.
They're very heavy. Cool. They're very punky. Yeah. They're very urban.
Yeah.
They're not that effective. They're a lot of show. I don't know how much there is. Yeah.
There's just one show.
I mean, if they're inexpensive along the same line, I think Gladiator still makes boots.
I don't care about the cost.
Okay.
I just want them to be not leather.
Not leather.
Good looking.
Not leather and good looking. I think
Anybody out there, vegetarian boots.
I think New Rock makes some.
Yeah.
I think New Rock makes some. Don't send it to me. Send all your boot info to info@ranradio.com because I don't give a fuck about what I'm here to kick ass and shoot names. I'm not
shoot names.
I'm not here to fucking mess around with big and shit. Anyway. So that's all right.
Kill an animal. Send him to Sean.
Fuck it, I want a dead animal in the mailbox. We're 25 minutes into the show, and I have not done a single news story. This
My
is why
fault.
You're not here.
I'm only here once a week.
Yes, and the show suffers for it.
That's
of course,
right.
Everyone tells me that they love the shows when you're here.
That's
why?
Good.
Did I just upset you? You got this hurt look on your face. No, it doesn't
tearing
suffer
up.
For it. No, don't tear up. What are you tearing up for? No, the show doesn't suffer for it. I enjoy having Sim here because
good.
If it's not Sim, what do I talk about? The news! And I do that every other day of the week.
That's great.
But I
special
am
treats on Monday.
But I am behind. You can't deny that I am
behind.
Oh,
I know you're behind.
I'm 25
I don't know what
minutes
you're going to do. You're going to have to rush the news or skip some. I don't know.
No. Oh, great. Great. Thank you. Thanks for that setup. I don't know what Sean's going to do. I guess he's going to, like, forfeit the news because he can't shut the fuck up. Thanks for that payback. That's good. We're all square now.
No problem.
Defense doctrine goes dark. A large portion of a major... What's that?
Nice alliteration.
You like that?
Defense doctrine goes dark. Department of Defense.
The Department of Defense. Well, that wasn't me. This is a copy and paste job, so some other... But a large portion of Major Department of Defense website was taken offline overnight after unclassified documents over the site. It became the subject of news stories and public controversy. The Defense Technical Information Center, DTIC, Joint Electronic Library, including hundreds of or thousands of doctrinal... Is that a real word? Doctrinal?
Yeah, doctrinal.
And other publications have been replaced by a single page that reads, File Not Found. One of those publications was a draft entitled Joint Doctrine for Detainee Operations that was circulated by Human Rights Watch and others as a widely critically reported in the press on Tuesday.
That's right. It's already out.
So that's,
doesn't matter what you do to the site.
Well, yeah. So they took it all down, so they're counting off our access. But don't worry. I've got a link on my live journal where you can download the rest of the data. And I got an acetone update. Remember a while back I said that if you put a little bit of acetone in the gas tank, it could go a long way.
Right.
Well, I got this email back, and I don't know, because we got six and one half dozen of the other now. Let's find out what's going on. Hey, Sean, I'm writing this regarding this April 4th suggestion of putting acetone in the gas tank. Extremely bad idea. We'll react with all the rubber and plastic parts that will cause a great deal of damage to the car. Acetone will more likely do damage than putting sugar in the gas tank.
Ooh.
In fact, it's probably the worst thing you could possibly put in a gas tank. I'm not sure who sent this to you, but obviously they do not have their best interest in mind.
Kind of close to April 1st.
Oh, it's April 4th. Interesting. My idea is whoever gave you the device is trying to damage your car. Acetone won't give you any more horsepower. It will damage virtually anything non-metallic in your fuel system, including any rubber seals, the fuel pump, and any flexible hoses. Putting nothing in your gas tank against gasoline or fuel injection carburetor cleaner regarding the latter, follow instructions on the can.
I don't understand that, because gas... and plastic.
Now, first of all,
I'm
now going to shit all over this. Okay. First of all,
I'm not an expert.
No, I'm not an expert either. But, okay, what I would say is that I don't think that putting acetone in a gas tank is a bad idea. I'm going to disagree with the guys at Popular Mechanics. Oh, my God. The reason why is because you don't put a quart in, like the guy in the article from Popular Mechanics said, you use a very small amount because it allows the gas to vaporize quicker.
Okay.
Because it's vaporized gasoline that does this. Now, if you fucking fill up your gas tank with acetone, that's going to fuck shit up. So you have to be very, very sure. You want to try it in a beater and experiment with this. This is an experiment.
Show.
I'm sure clowns who go out and buy themselves a new smart car that's made of fucking, recycled condoms or whatever the hell those cars are made out of. Okay, because they're shopping carts. I hate those fucking cars. The smart cars are fucking stupid. They are stupid fucking cars. Yeah, that's safe. Oh, my smart car got hit by a 1968 Buick, and I wound up on the grill. I got
on the windshield wipers. I got flicked off. Right?
I got fucking killed. Yeah, the cops ran me with the smart car. I mean, what kind of a bank robber would ever use a smart car, for fuck's sakes? This is a instead of fifth, you got puree. I'm at my destination, and I made a margarita. Fuck, I hate smart cars. Anyway, so you might want to be leery of the whole acetone thing. I know. I send it in, but also Popular Mechanics. Oh, hi. My brother-in-law is the lead editor of Popular Mechanics, and I would be the head of Homeland Security. Yeah, they're all related. That's why that last edition of 9/11, when they had the 9/11 debunking and Popular Mechanics, they never asked a single hard-ass question. Yeah, the fire made the towers collapse, even though there's people, you know, waving from the holes in the buildings when there should have been so much heat that it would have, like, scorched glass. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. We will not give in to crazy conspiracy theories, even if they're true. Anyway.
Polizei.
Polizei. It's by Polizei. Incidentally, that...
1-2 Polizei.
That's from a song. Yeah, it's from a remix. You, the head of Rant Media... See, now, it started because I said that he weakened my show, and now we're ripping on each other on the air. You see, this is how it works. Now he's ripping on my Polizei. Now I'm going to rip on him. Being the head of Rant Media, and he doesn't know that song, which I don't remember either. What song is that?
It sounds like a hard song.
It is a song.
I don't listen to a lot of them.
But you get to see the Polizei in action in that new Rammstein video.
Really?
Yes, the one where they robbed the bank. And the name is escaping me there, so let's just carry on with the news story.
Yes,
Polizei and Cheap Secrets. This week's Spiegel, one of Germany's leading weekly papers, has revealed that a computer hard drive with confidential data of the Brandenburg Police in Germany has been auctioned on eBay for a mere 20 euros.
Yay.
They used the hard drive with a 20-gig capacity contained, according to Spiegel, internal alarm plans on how police should handle specific incidents, such as hostage or kidnapping situations, gave contact names on who to contact in crisis management group, as well as tactical orders and analysis of political security situations. Such information is declared strictly confidential and is available only to top-level people of intelligence services, the head of police, and executive group around the Minister of Interior, Schnabom.
After, so if you get this hard drive, please erase it.
After one student from the city of Potsdam bought it for 20 euros without knowing the sensitive contact, Minister John Schnongbaum immediately initiated an investigation to find out how the information got sold over eBay and whether the blame was down to third-party leak as part of a criminal act.
Who's to blame?
We'll kill somebody! Mind you, the Polizei are not like the police here. The Polizei are scary, 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 scary. Scary, 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 scary. I'm afraid of Polizei because they're like, everybody's a SWAT team member. They're fucking psycho. You don't mess with Polizei. No, you do not fuck with the Polizei. Ever, 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 ever. German police are frightening. Well, the German.
They didn't seem that scary when I was there.
They're German police.
Yeah.
Trust me, they are frightening. They have their SWAT team, their GSG-9 and shit like that. Their teams are fucking gross. Like, you don't want to mess with the Polizei. Oh, my God, no. These are the people who invented this Heckler and Koch. It's German. Okay, they've got the really good toys. Don't fuck with these guys. They're like Section 9 for real. Now, we're going to talk about scum fucks. And from now on, whenever we refer to a scum fuck is any hacker who works for corporations to make spyware. You are a scum fuck. If you're writing spyware and virus software for corporations for money,
you're on the wrong team.
You're a scum fuck. You're a bad guy. Okay? More than 70% of virus writers are now writing spyware under contract. One more piece of evidence that hacking has evolved from mischievous hobby to a money-making criminal venture, a security firm reported Monday. Tel Aviv. Look at that. In Tel Aviv. That's in Israel, isn't it? Tel Aviv?
I think so,
sure, yeah. I know they got a lot of crazy stuff going on there. Tel Aviv-based Aladdin Knowledge Systems said its analysis shows that spyware is a favorite among malware writers, since it lets them rewrap their own technology and sell it, or even introduce their own money-making ventures. We analyzed all the viruses we received during the last 6 months, and we found that 70% contain some sort of spyware module or component.
Nice.
Said Shimon Gruper, the vice president of technologies of Aladdin's eSafe unit. Writers have definitely moved from creating simple viruses to sophisticated machines designed to hijack computers and information on them. The bulk of spyware being created by hackers, Gruper said, linked to organized crime. Great. They're doing it for financial gain, pure and simple. Very, very scary that organized crime is taking such an interest in the way the web is working now. And I've got another story about that, too. It's really kind of... You know, if you don't have a copy of the first cyberpunk role-playing game book, and you haven't done any research into the cyberpunk role-playing game, you really need to take a look at it, because there's a lot of...
That was all organized crime, wasn't it?
Well, of course it is. Yeah. I mean, it's...
They saw the future.
They just looked at it and said, oh, wow, let's take this to the extreme, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, it is, like, when people go, oh, wow, you know, I don't know how Sean does it with After Now, I do it because I, you know, by standing on the shoulders of giants. I've looked at people, like... who've come along and looked in futuristic writings, George Orwell and stuff like that. They look at trends, and then they just follow these trends in their mind, and they imagine what the future would be like. And that's what cyberpunk books are all about.
Right.
And then they, you know, because you got to bear in mind the Steve Jackson games, I mean, the FBI raided them back in the day when they went during Operation Sun Devil. And they raided them and captured this game because they thought it was dangerous material. You know, and maybe
that
was it
was the Satanic busts. Was it? Was
no,
it?
No, no, no. That was Hacker Crackdown. I don't know.
Wow.
Sterling didn't write that, but there's a book called The Hacker Crackdown.
Yeah.
Where they talk about Operation Sun Devil. Maybe it was Sterling who did write that, actually. And you can bet. Great book. Read it. Gives you your deep history.
Yeah.
I fucking met some of the guys who were arrested by that when I was at DEF CON. Like, I'm like names of people who are in that book, and I'm like, wow, I've read about you, dude. Like, it was fucking intense.
Whoa.
But, yeah, so really, really intense stuff. So you want to check into that. And, again, you cannot go wrong with role-playing games. Any paper and dice role-playing games is the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, brain scanning for business. Here's just a scary, scary story. Researchers at Baylor College of Medicine have developed new brain scanning software that allows them to uncover how people in business relationships develop bonds of trust. Or the kinds of profound distrust that can scuttle a deal. This is about mapping what makes you trust people. The experiments published in tomorrow's issue of Science around what is known as a trust game, a simple model of an economic exchange. One person called the investor is given $20, told they can invest in any portion of the money with a second player, the trustee. The money invested automatically triples, and the trustee decides how much money to pay back to the investor. Montague's team had its subjects repeat the exchange 10 times, allowing the investor to get a feeling of whether or not he was getting a fair deal. Because the lab at California Institute of Technology also participated in the study, the investor and trustee were 15,000 miles apart. Big fucking deal. So what? Previous attempts to study how such games build a relationship have often lasted only a round or two. Alternatively, only one player has been in the MRI machine. So they do this game while the guy's in an MRI machine getting scanned. That's like having a cocktail party with one person, says Brooks King Cassas, a researcher on Montague's team. Okay, if you think being an MRI is anything like a cocktail party, you need to get the fuck out of your house, pal. This time, both the players were in the MRI for the whole time, so the researchers could actually watch the financial relationship evolve. So they found signals. Researchers could actually watch a financial relationship evolve, and they found signals in the brain that predicted whether or not people will trust each other.
That's dangerous.
Now, how in the world can they possibly use this for anything other than evil? Advertise to people. For trust.
Trust us.
We like this. Now, this is terrible. This is a terrible, terrible piece of tech. They participate in no surveys at all. That we'll tell. Why have you got Michael Jackson on my computer?
He's in the news 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's because he's not in the news. He's in the entertainment industry.
Very true. It's in the industry.
But don't participate in any quizzes. Okay, don't participate in quizzes whatsoever that have to deal with trust or fuck all, because that's just bullshit. Because they're going to use that information against you. You have to be ready for it. Now, how about some terrorist spin? This is yet another reason why I'm worried about the news. Okay, there's a lot of hardcore terrorist spin going on. Listen to this story. Now, you've heard this story before, probably, but if not, listen to this. Dozens of terrorist suspects on federal watch lists were allowed to buy firearms legally in the United States last year, according to a congressional investigation that points out major vulnerabilities in federal gun laws. Okay, they're just on a watch list. That means they're not terrorists. That means they're just suspected people. You know how easy it is to get on one of these fucking lists?
Probably 50% of the United States is on the list.
Yeah. People suspect of being members, people suspected, not proven, of being
that's
members
right.
of terrorist groups. Okay, that's a really fucking vague statement. Are not automatically barred from legally buying a gun. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And the new investigation conducted by congressional officials at the Government Accountability Office indicate that people with clear links to terrorist groups have regularly taken advantage of this gap. Okay, there's nothing really being said here. They're trying to create anti-gun fear. Okay, because if you're on the no-fly list because you're a protester, you can't buy a gun. I mean, that's just the way it is. Why the fuck would a protester need to buy a gun? Well, generally, these protesters are peace protesters, so you want to look into that. You know, like, I think that, you know what? They're allowed to buy the gun. Have they done anything wrong? No. So they're not criminals, are they? And they're not fucking terrorists either.
It's a tool.
It's a tool, shit pump. So the guy buys a gun, and I don't hear a lot of press about these guys going and spending 10 grand on a GSG-9 and then wigging out. Usually they get them illegally. People who buy guns don't use the guns they buy to fuck people up.
Because it's traceable.
Because it's fucking traceable. So what they do is they buy black market weapons. Hello.
Which are untraceable, and you wouldn't know anyway.
Yeah, so if they're terrorists, the difference between being... You got to understand that there are terrorists, and there are stupid fucking hicks. The kid who went into the school and shot a whole bunch of people after killing his parents and then himself was a stupid fucking hick. Okay, that was a fucked up kid. That's not a terrorist. A terrorist is a dude who's got confirmed kills. If you have no confirmed kills, you're not a terrorist. That's how it works. Okay? Other than that, you're a wannabe terrorist. Okay, you want to be Mr. Activist Terrorist Guy. But the way I see it, unless the son of a bitch has got confirmed kills, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's a suicide bomber, he's a victim, believe it or not. I believe the suicide bombers are victims, but they paid for it, but they're programmed.
Somebody convinced them to blow
somebody
themselves
convinced
up.
Them, someone gave them some bad software and ghost hacked them, and now they fucking blow themselves up. Which, I mean, you know, I please mail them my suicide rant, because that's just bullshit. But anyway, getting past that, into some new tech. How about an air-powered car?
Air?
Air.
Well, certainly loss of air.
Have you been to the gas station this week? Consider that we live in a very mobile society, and it's probably safe to assume that you have. Notice how that reading blood standard has really improved my reading skills?
It actually has.
It has. While pumping gas, you've undoubtedly... This is the way I read blood stand. While pumping gas, you've undoubtedly noticed how much the price of gas has soared in the recent years. Gasoline, which has been the main source of fuel for the history of cars, is becoming more and more expensive and impractical, especially from an environmental standpoint. These factors are leading to car manufacturers develop cars fueled by alternative energies. Two hybrid cars took the road in 2000, with three or four more years. Fuel cell-powered cars will roll onto the world's highways. But now we have a new car technology, which uses the blood of the innocent. Yes, blood of the innocent cars are widely available now, and General Motors is working on a brand new... I lost it. Sorry, I was doing good there for a while.
You were, yeah.
I was. Okay, while gasoline prices in the United States have not reached their highest point, which they're saying $2.66.
Oh, I thought they already went over.
But they climbed steeply in the past few years. In 1999, prices rose by 30%. December, October 2000, prices rose additionally, blah, 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 blah. But the alternative they're talking about is an air-powered car. And there are at least two ongoing projects that will develop this new type of car that will run on compressed air.
So while you're driving, blow into this tube...
No, I think they got a big tank that they feel it's like those Nerf cars that they blow up and then they go.
And
it takes over. Which, you know, I'd rather have a smart car. And you know how I feel about the smart cars. I mean, I'm not into my farting car, okay? Sorry, man. You know?
So if you're full of hot air, buy one of these.
I'm thinking, you know what Rant Media should do? We should take all of our scads of money that's donated to us.
Scads of money.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, in the future.
Scads. Oh, in the future.
In the future, when we take over,
right?
You know, because eventually everyone will wake up and go, whoa, Rant's
these guys rule.
These guys rule. So when we take over, what we'll do is we'll buy an oil refinery.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is we'll figure out how much money it costs us to actually produce gas, and we'll just sell it for what it costs us to produce it. You know, what the fuck. And that's what we'll run the whole town.
Wow, will that make people mad?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah, why not? If I was really loaded, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to buy this store. Oh, what does it cost? Pay our people, fair wage. Yes. Yeah, okay, good. Now just
no profit.
Just fuck it. No profit. Fuck it. Sell it. We'll you know, just
everyone
to fuck
goes,
with everyone.
Ah!
You can't do that. Suck my ass.
Can't we? Well, we already give away media for free.
Well, we'll come down and shut you down. Oh, really? Hey, Blackwater, tell you what. I'll give all your troops and all your transports around the world free gas if you just protect my gas company.
Oh,
okay. Oh, look at that. I've got all the Delta Force guys protecting my gas tanks. Talk shit now, fuckface. Anyway. yeah. That's the way my mind works, and this is why, you know, I was...
On that same tone. Go see the movie The Take by Naomi Klein. Same kind of idea.
Oh, really?
The workers take over the factory.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
And pay themselves a decent wage, and prices just went through the floor because there's no big profits going to big wages.
That's fucking hot. So The Take by Naomi Klein, which if you haven't read her book... called
No Logo,
which is hot and
she's
tempting
hot.
She is
her
fucking
is hot.
She's hot too.
Oh,
Naomi Klein is hot
hair.
Yeah, she's hot. We all want it. The internet loves you. Somebody send me better not do that. No more photoshops of Naomi Klein. No more Naomi Klein on photoshops. Well, maybe just a couple.
Maybe a couple.
Okay. In to the remote army. Now, this is exactly the kind of story that just scares the living shit out of me. The defense ministry plans to deploy robots, bad term, they mean remote drones, but they're calling them robots, with combat capability, armed robots, along the heavily fortified inter-Korean border as part of a revamped security measure to deter North Korean infiltration.
That would deter me.
Yeah. Exterminate. Other measures include installing electronic warning systems and computerized surveillance cameras, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada. We're considering ways to properly and actively take advantage of state-of-the-art technologies. In the midterm and long-term perspective, the ministry set up infrastructure for a technologically based security posture instead of a personnel-based system. So that what that means is we're going to have robots scanning the ground.
See how many?
Yes.
250 robots every kilometer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A line of robots at the border of
Korea. Well, every kilometer is 1,000 meters. So that's 250 robots over 1,000 meters spread.
Every 4 meters.
Every 4 fucking meters, there is an armed.
Put out your arms.
There's a fucking sentry gun. Go get the uncut aliens. Think of a sentry gun every 4 fucking feet.
You can't get in.
No, I could get in. You know, I could get in.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, you can get in. I'm not going to go in first, though. I'm going to send my drones in there to draw fire because these robots can't reload.
A robot land war. Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it only costs $20 billion to do that?
Because there's no fuck. Wow. Once you install the guns, all you need to do is make sure you have one guy go up and down the line every day, loading them up with fucking ammo.
It's another robot to do that.
Oh, sure. And why fuck around? You want to know what caliber they'll use? I'll even tell you what caliber they're going to use. They're going to use 20 mil.
Because they got to cut through other robots.
Well, if they use 20 mil, they'll be able to
cut through everything.
If they use a 20 millimeter cannon, they'll cut through tanks.
Which they got to do. Well, otherwise, they'll just send in tanks for more of these robots.
Every 4 meters, they might get away with 308 because that's a lot of small arms fire. They might get away with a 7.62.
They can gang up because they're all going to go turn.
Well, if it was me, I'd have a phalanx system. I'd have like a ground level 22 caliber phalanx system with like several thousand rounds. So if something just drove up, it would be liquefied. You can fucking liquefy things with a phalanx. I saw some video footage of a gunboat get shot by a phalanx, which is designed for missiles. It shoots 22 caliber bullets at missiles as they come in. That's the rate of fire. Whoa. They throw out like this big cloud of bullets.
They can defend against
missiles. What it's designed for. Yeah. Their rate of fire is...
Work.
Yeah. And they fire like 7.62 at like... And this huge drum that's like 30 feet tall is empty. And that's what they do. Yeah. It's really gross.
But that's scary.
Yes, that is totally fucking terrifying. Hundreds of thousands of combat troops are deployed along the borders by both Koreas, which remain technically at war since 1953.
Whoa.
Gross. Robots with mounted weapons on their frames are each expected to be able to observe from 2 and 1 kilometers during day and during night. Respectively, will have the capability to record voices and take pictures within a 180-degree circle. One every 4 fucking meters, every 12 feet.
These guys are serious.
Yeah, Korea doesn't fuck around, okay? The ministry is considering robots which could detect, trace, and hit targets automatically. Wow. Okay? Now, this means it's the same technology I know about
automated.
This because they have this in tanks. Where a tank can be shot at now, the tank can triangulate where the shot came from, turn, fire the main gun at the target.
Does that make them robots then?
They are automated. Yes, that would be robotic.
There you
yes.
go.
So if they automate it and they hook
right
it up
there.
To Skynet, then yeah, it's robots.
It says right there, trace and hit targets automatically.
Yeah, that's...
Hope
that's
they don't
like,
go awry.
Well,
start just walking away and
well,
start shooting things.
Well, it'll be mounted. They'll be hard mounted. If they're every 4 meter, they'll be hard mounted for sure.
Oh.
And but the thing is that's like no wildlife. There's no deer crossing. There's nothing gets nothing it's over true. Weighs over 100 pounds is going to get near those fucking guns. It'll kill everything. Children,
bears.
Balloons, bears,
balloons.
Whatever. Fuck anything moving. I don't know how they're going to see. You know what I mean? I mean they've got to have if they got cameras on them, you could probably circumvent them by hitting them with a jacked out laser or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
now check this out. The Red Menace. The Russian police's cybercrime division, known as Department K, has warned Russian hackers are the best in the world. Everyone knows that Russians are good at math. Everyone knows that. Said Lieutenant General Boris Mishagoshikov of Department K. We are Department K for a kilobit. Our software writers are the best in the world, and that's why our hackers are the best in the world. Okay, so if anyone wants to know what General Boris Mishagoshikov's bank account number is... Fucking clown. Anyway, so he's some general says our hackers are the best in the world. So there's a big story here linking Russian hackers are getting heavily involved with organized crime, which is some scary, scary shit. Now, remember that thing I had about the brain scanning technology?
Yes.
The story I just said?
Yes.
I just said that shit a couple minutes ago?
MRI, yep.
Sony is working on a neural broadcasting technology.
Okay, what's that?
Imagine movies and computer games in which you get to smell, taste, and perhaps even feel things.
No.
That's the tantalizing prospect raised by a patent on a device for transmitting sensory data directly into the human brain. Into the human brain.
I smell toast burning.
Granted to none other than the entertainment giant Sony. The technique suggested in the patent is entirely non-invasive. How the fuck could it be invasive? You're bombarding my brain with sensory input.
That doesn't make sense.
It describes a device that fires pulses of ultrasound at the head to modify firing patterns in the target parts of the brain.
You're up to patch on that.
Creating sensory experiences ranging from moving images to taste and sounds, which give blind and deaf people a chance to see and hear.
Or normally seeing and hearing people, not seeing and hearing.
Or they only
military.
See and hear
Let's
banners.
Take out this group of people. They see nothing. They hear nothing.
Yeah, not only that, we're just going to... While you're in the mall, you'll be having a banner that's on the top of your vision that you can't get rid of. How about that?
Oh, yeah. It's all there. It's right there.
That's Matrix.
You smell great smells at the mall.
Yeah, welcome.
And you want to buy this food and this
clothing. And check it out.
So good.
Oh, and check it out. All we got to do is alter this frequency just a bit, and we create a euphoric sensation. So suddenly the mall becomes broadcast addiction.
Who wants
and you get a nation of fucking wireheads.
I want to live in the mall.
The mall, I feel so free when I'm here. The music just really gets to me. This is tinfoil hat territory.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Fully.
This is fucking full-on tinfoil hat territory.
If you want to stay at the mall overnight, we've got some coffin hotels.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God. And when that's there, now, you take that kind of technology, and you realize that a spammer just got 9 years in prison.
Yep.
Now, no one's combining this. What happens when spammers get this technology? You have unethical people running around spamming people. Real quick on this spammer thing here. A Virginia Circuit judge has sent a convicted spammer to 9 years in jail. First custodial sentence to be issued to a bulk emailer in the United States. A jury was convinced that Jeremy James of North Carolina fell foul of law only enacted 2 weeks ago. So, I'm sending spam. I'm a piece of shit.
Making an example of him.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm sending spam. Yes. Am I 9 years worth of federal prison piece of shit? Do I deserve to do more time than a rapist?
Or a killer?
Or a psychotic killer? No.
Does harm, physical harm to people? No.
No. Maybe make
wrong
them so that...
sentence.
Guess what? Here you go. You're no longer allowed to play with computers. Bye-bye. Don't play with nice with the web. Bye-bye. You're gone.
Or do some community service. Or pay back some money to something. Or...
Yeah.
Not jail.
Not 9 years in prison. But, you know, I could go off about the last two stories for 20 minutes, but I'm out of time. Today's daily hack is a wireless tie down. Here's 10 ways not to tie down your network. This is a great little link here sent to me by someone who I linked to on my live journal. I can't remember his name, but I thanked him on the live journal. For the last 10 years, I've been meaning to put to rest once and for all the urban legends and myths on wireless LAN security. Every time I write an article or blog on wireless LAN security, someone has to come along and regurgitate one of these myths. Wasn't bad enough. Many so-called security experts propagate these myths through speaking engagements and publications that many continue this day. Many wireless LAN equipment makers continue to recommend many of these schemes to this very, very moment. So this is a good thing to know what not to do on your wireless LAN, because a false sense of security is security.
Yes.
So that's all I got for you today. Sim, do you have anything else?
Nope. Covered it all.
Cool. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow. Make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. And I'm sure Sim will be back next Monday as well. That's right.
I hope.
You bet.
Yes.
Always. We love each other. This is the give and take of relationships.
That's right.
This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in these grave days of our losses of freedom when robots are fucking patrolling borders and we have Sony creating brain scanning technology.
Scary world.
Fucking scary. But thanks to the people like Forley, Dave, The Grey Ghost, Jesse, Drake, Philip, Robert, Michael, Melik, Anonymous, Derek, Jesse, Susan, Eric, Steve, Matt, Brandon, Keith, Peter, Timor, Malcolm, Peter, Rosalie, Evan, Triad, Matt, Austin, David, Brian, Jonathan, Host Mojo, Adam, Mark, Trevor, Brandon, Philip, Jonathan, Michael, and Daniel. Thanks to those people, as well as Art, Darmood, Justin, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, and Alan. Thanks to them. We have the ability to send out free information and remain free people on the web today. New subscribers, the reinforcements, the cavalry who've come in this month to subscribe to the station are...
To you.
To me. Sorry, to subscribe to me. I'm always trying to push the station, though.
Yeah.
Drew, Y, Simaru, Tara, Dark Nature, Brandon, Jason, Richard, Matt, Jesse, Joseph, Andrew, End User, and Christopher. Thank you so much, guys. It helps me so much so that I can get this out to you. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab, because it really does help us, and we really do need it. Special thanks to some hard netrunners: No Delete, The Boon, Miscreation, Druid Y, Simaru, Thunder Spud, Stone Rhino, Teak, Meg Program, and Dead Code for all their wonderful news that they sent me in this week. If you have access to any sensitive data, make sure you send it in to me. And special thanks to everyone who did send me that information. If you got pertinent stories, send them to Newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Regenerated X. The album Regenerated X by the band, which is called Regenerator. Kind of cool. And I'm going to leave you now with a deadly song by Everlast, which is from a soundtrack that I forget now, but it's a little bit harder to find this song. It's called So Long. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.
I knew a man with a son. Bought him a gun. Learned shorty just how to use it. Taught him hunting and skinning right from the beginning. Built himself a mighty fine killer. For sure they got picked on, beat on and kicked on. And all his classmates want to punk him. So with tears in his eye, we catch him in the ride. He told his old man he went hunting. And he felt so free, like his destiny lay somewhere out on the horizon. His heart went cold, he felt 100 years old. He started pulling back on the trigger. I think I'm gonna die today. Everyone that hurt me is gonna pay. How can such a short time feel so long? Such a young life, so wrong, go so wrong.
What's it gonna take for you to really make it in life?
See me, hear me, don't touch me. You should fear me, not dearly, 'cause I'm seriously disturbed. That's my word, my way to my mother. Wait, my brother, brother on another. One to play sucker, 'cause I ain't the one. Put shade in your sun and took all your shine. Watch me get mine, feel my love burn. Pay for my sins, watch the world turn. The saga begins, losses and wins. Angels and angels and dancing on top. The head of the pen. Don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. I can't hear a sound, laughter or pound. I came to get down, I came to get dirty. I came to get even, 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 even. I think I'm gonna die today. Short time feels so long. Mama, don't cry, you did nothing wrong.